I think we've always been known for all-wheel drive, and we've historically had those strong bases around the country, northeast, northwest, Colorado, mountain states, that have served us well. We're actually expanding these days. We're selling more and more in the south than we used to. We're 45% up this year in the south. So we're becoming a more evenly spread brand, but still well-known in your area for all-wheel drive.
Colorado has had quite an experience with emissions, and the Subaru Forester I was given to drive had this partial zero emissions vehicle format.
Partial zero emissions is a government descriptor, which basically takes all of the pollutant gases, NOx and carbon monoxide and sulfides and so on, and essentially is producing almost nothing in terms of those pollutants. It's they call it partial zero, which is as close to zero as you can get for those particular emissions. And we've been having the PZEV vehicles in our range probably for 8 or 9 years now, quite a while. And we've spread it out across the range. It used to be available in certain states and so on, and we've tried to make them standard. It's standard on Forester now, Impreza and so on. We've always been known as a green company, as a environmentally friendly and environmentally conscious company. And so this PZEV thing, along with our new hybrid, has really helped cement that, and our customers like it because they realize that it's cleaner than your average engine.
Yes, still burning gas, but giving in return 27 miles per gallon, and that's what I got when I drove it, so
yeah,
that's helpful.
Yeah, the Forester, I think, goes to 32 highway, and the Impreza is 36. Crosstrek, which is our CUV that sits in between Impreza and Forester, gets 33 miles per gallon and is the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive CUV in the country, so we're very happy about that.
Michael McHale with Subaru, what's your approach as you enter the hybrid market?
Yeah, we launched our first hybrid this year, which is our Crosstrek hybrid, and it's a really nice vehicle. So you know that we're known for all-wheel drive and our capability and reliability and being a little bit rugged. So we didn't want to introduce a hybrid that was in any way not a Subaru. So it's a boxer engine and all-wheel drive. You wanted to make sure that those two things are in there. So we waited a little bit longer. Some hybrids are out there already. We didn't want to rush to market. And we brought this hybrid out this year that is absolutely terrific. I've driven it on all sorts of roads in all sorts of environments, and it really is a true Subaru. It gets you where you want to go. It has 8.7 inches of ground clearance, which is as much as a Forester and an Outback. And it's a hybrid too, and it's the most fuel-efficient all-wheel drive crossover in America.
The next step, I guess, is electric, fully electric.
Yeah.
Anything there on the horizon?
Yeah, I think it's one of those technology bets, you know. It's people talk about the industry, and it's interesting when you look at the figures. There are a couple of manufacturers out there selling electric already. The sales figures are not high. I think it's still in that early adopter phase. People are still watching it, waiting for it. On a cold day like today, I think you'll notice if you're in an electric car, they don't get the same ambient heat and battery drains a lot quicker. So I think that technology is still being proven out. We're developing our own internal technology. I think the market will go there eventually. But right now, when you look at the sales, particularly outside of the, green states of California and Colorado, very, very small, 0.5%. 0.3% in terms of total sales. So I think at the moment it's still a very fledgling industry, and we're watching it, and we'll be ready for it when it comes. But right now I think people are still in the gasoline or hybrid state of mind. Even with hybrid, you know, it's what happens, 26% of customers say they'll buy a hybrid next time, but 4% actually do.
Michael McHale from Subaru, our guest. Is there anything forthcoming at the Las Vegas CES?
We were there the last couple of years. We debuted our EyeSight system, which is a terrific system. It's a camera-based vehicle detection system. It's a stereo camera. So they sit just above your head by the windscreen there and give you a view of the road, and they stay nice and clean, so they're not down in the bumper or any area like that. And they can measure traffic ahead. They can recognize objects and brake the car for you. accelerate the car again afterwards, even from a stop. So it will bring the vehicle to a complete stop if there's something ahead of you in the road, and then it will start the vehicle again when that obstacle moves. Very clever system. We showed that a couple of years ago. And we also showed our interior infotainment system. We have a partnership with a company called AHA Radio, A-H-A Radio. And through AHA, through your Subaru navigation screen, you can look at your Facebook and you can look at your songs and you can stream music. And it's a very nice system. So we showed both of those last couple of years.
Michael McHale with Subaru, giving us the latest and greatest in their vehicles and what's to come. Thank you for some time this morning.
Oh, you're very welcome.